And now I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finna Harps and Sligo Rovers player Raf Cataro. Raf, I suppose we'll go straight into it. Sligo just edging Harps last night in the North West Derby.
Yeah, obviously predicted it during the week, you know, but not. Look, Harps have had a fantastic run and a great start to the season. Rovers, on the other hand, you know, have had a similar start, and you know they've continued their unbeaten run. But I think they've strengthened, you know, all over the park with quality, and obviously it took a young 17-year-old with loads of energy to come off the bench and get the winning goal for them. But a rare Mark Anthony McGinley error, which look, he won't dwell too much on it. Like I said, the 2 years I was up there, he saved us more times than anything else. You know, and testament when he got player of the season, the 2 seasons. So he won't dwell on it too much. They'll look to turn around and look towards Tuesday night now with a tough test to Longford.
And so did you make Sligo worthy winners then?
I think they shaded it on the night, to be fair. I think, you know, the first half, I think Ollie would have been the happier of the two sides in the first half. You know, because the winning at half time, you know, there wasn't, the pitch really didn't allow any free flowing football to kind of be played in such. But the second half, obviously at half time, a little bit of a mist and a dew came on the pitch, and then the ball started moving a lot better, and Sligo kind of took advantage of that and moved the ball a lot better. You know, they had spells where they must have had, I think, maybe 10 or 15 passes, you know, of having possession of the ball. But I think they shaded it on the night and probably were worthy winners, you know, and deserved of the 3 points. But again, you know, a quick turnaround for them, you know, with on Tuesday night another challenge going to Daly Mount with the challenge of both.
Yeah, you mentioned there Finn Harps of Longford up next. They were beaten in the dying moments by Shamrock Rovers last night. Will they be even hungrier for the points now after last night's defeat?
Yeah, they're a good side. Look, they've had a great start again, you know. Dara Doyle is doing a fantastic job down there. They won't be easily broke down, and they took the lead, obviously, against Shamrock Rovers, you know, went 1-0 up against with a penalty from Dylan Grimes. But it won't be an easy task. Again, they probably will be similar to Harps, you know, a tough schedule coming up. And, you know, no more than Harps, they'll have to deal with that as well because they're only part-time. So, you know, I think Ollie would have probably had one eye on that clash more so than Sligo Rovers, who will probably be challenging at the end of the season. He'd see himself more along the lines of, you know, beating Longford and Andrew Drogheda as, you know, where he thinks they'll be at the end of the season.
Yeah, and the other game that was played last night, Dundalk, they left it late tearing a point against St Pat's. Could that point help them get a bit more confidence back into that side?
Yeah, I think, you know, they've been dominating the league for the last 6-7 years, and they're probably going through a little bit of a transitional period at the club. You know, they've probably not got off to the start that they would have hoped to have gotten off to. But, you know, some signs showing, you know, obviously an encouraging performance to come off and get a point, you know, from going 1-0 down. The heads could have dropped, and it just shows probably the character that's within the squad that, you know, because Pats, for me, will probably be the team with Sligo Rovers that's going to challenge Shams for the title. So it was interesting to see that they, you know, they showed great character to earn a point.
Yeah, and we'll look back now to Friday night. And Derry City picked up their first point of the season. And a player you mentioned on your preview with Oisin, Ronan Boyce, he actually netted the equaliser there.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You know, they're, you know, young lads learning their trade. You know, and they showed great character again, you know, to put in a great performance. You know, and that might get things up and running now for them, you know, a point. They're off the mark now, and that point could be a point that, you know, by the end of the season could be one of the most important points that they would have got. So, yeah, like I said, young side, and great to see it, you know, the young lads stepping up to the plate. You know, young Bear as well, who had a fantastic game. So, yeah, like I said, great hungry young bunch, and maybe, you know, this could be the defining moment where they can go on and get some more points on the board. Will Patching got man of the match on the night and was fantastic as well. So, you know, they look to him to produce more displays like that and you know, keep the younger lads going as well.
Yeah, and they actually played Dundalk on Tuesday night. So how do you see that one faring out?
Yeah, it's any game against Dundalk, who, like I said, you know, even though they mightn't be on the best of runs or you know, having the stars that they've got, but they've still got quality within the squad. You know, your Pat Hoobins, you know, the McElhennys, the Duffys, you know, all Derry lads as well. So, you know, they'll be familiar with that. And look, another tough test for them. But look, Dundalk's confidence won't be great. So, why, you know, I'd be looking at it saying, well, maybe we could take a scalp off them, you know.
And finally, the last game on Friday, Bowes got their second win of the season. They beat Waterford. And Sligo actually travelled to Bowes on Tuesday night. Can they keep their unbeaten run going?
Yeah, Bowes now seem to have come back and gotten a little bit more of to where they were last season. You know, Keith Long probably was disappointed with the start they would have had. You know, and you can see now over the last two games they look a little bit more settled than what they were. And there's been a couple of new faces, you know, there. So there, it might have taken a bit of time for them to settle in. So, yeah, an interesting one. Obviously, Sligo have had great joy kind of going to Daly Mount over the last couple of years. So I think Sligo will look to try and get another 3 points there, you know, on Tuesday night.
Yeah, thanks, Raf, for joining us today on Sunday Sport.
Thanks a million. Thanks for having me.